Budget Director Robert Mujica says the governor will propose a payroll tax credit program that businesses could use instead of the state and local income tax system. He says for workers who have to pay more in taxes under the new federal tax overhaul, this could help make them whole. The federal plan, approved in December, no longer allows state and local income tax deductions from federal tax forms and limits property tax deductions to $10,000. Some businesses have expressed reservations about the idea, but Mujica says no employer would be forced to make a switch.
No business has to do it at all, number one. Only businesses that would have to do it are ones that wanted to do it. So it's voluntary, which is a critical piece.
Under the plan, employees would technically earn less income in their gross pay. It would switch a significant part of their state income tax for a payroll tax credit. The worker's paycheck would then be reduced by an amount nearly equal to what they owe on the state income tax. The employer would pay the tax instead in the form of the payroll tax credit, which the company could then deduct from its annual taxes. That would leave the workers with the same amount in their take-home pay. The State Business Council's Ken Pakulski says things could get complicated, though, under the plan. He says employers will have to carefully consider the shift of tax liability and calculate whether there are administrative costs for businesses should they choose the payroll tax credit option.
Step one is you make this tax swap, payroll tax for income tax. But step two is that you adjust wages to reflect the payroll tax that the employer is now paying. And that's it can be a real challenging thing to do in the real world.
Cuomo will also propose that two new charitable contribution funds be created for healthcare and education. Taxpayers who itemize deductions could then claim the charitable contributions as deductions on their federal tax return. Under current IRS rules, people can donate to a school or a hospital and receive a credit on their taxes for a charitable donation. The state plan would allow a tax credit for up to 85% of that contribution. The state would also help local governments and school districts set up their own charitable funds. Pakulski, with the Business Council, likes that option better. He says it's simpler than the payroll tax credit, but he worries that the IRS might change its rules and say the deductions are no longer permitted.
Even if the state passed it, I think they'd be hard-pressed to get taxpayers to make these contributions.
Mujica says there is legal precedent for continuing to allow the charitable deductions for health care and education, but he admits there's no way of predicting what the federal government might do.
I don't underestimate what they might want to do.
Pakulski says there's another option Cuomo and his budget makers could take, and that is to work to reduce state spending. That would lead to lower taxes. He credits the governor for holding the line on spending increases to around 2% per year, but he says that's not enough.
Can the state continue to afford the spending trajectory that it's on?
Mujica says the 30-day amendments will also decouple New York State from the federal tax code. Without that change, some taxpayers would end up paying a total of $1.5 billion more in taxes to the state. The governor's budget director says the plan, in its entirety, would not cost the state or the taxpayers any more money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.